بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد. Black dye and the harms associated with it. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, towards the end of time, people will use black dye. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not even gaze at such people mercifully. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that towards the end of time, people will use black dye, which will be black like the chest of doves. Such people will be deprived of the fragrance of Jannah. Note, a dove's chest is generally black in color. Considering the above ahadith, ulama have regarded it as makruh tahrimi to use black dye. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the faces of those who use black dye will be black on the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala despises an old person who uses black dye. It is prohibited to use black dye. However, the mujahideen, that is the soldiers in the path of Allah, are permitted to use it as this instills fear and increases awe. Shah Abdul Haq Dalavi rahimahumullah writes, the usage of black dye is haram. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to use black dye as he regularly participated in jihad fi sabilillah. It is also reported that other sahaba as well as some of the tabi'een would use black dye as they were constantly engaged in jihad. Shah Abdul Haq Dalavi rahimahumullah is of the view that they would not use pure black dye. Instead, it was a reddish black. It is also makruh for women to use black dye. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.